This is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 The Source, KUNV Las Vegas. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Taylor Byrne. We're here every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., talking Las Vegas sports with all of you. We tape on Mondays, so if something crazy happens Monday, this is strictly the weekend recap version. And Taylor, what a weekend it was. UNLV 2-2 now in the football season. Beating the teams it's supposed to. Last week, Central Michigan. This past week, Western Illinois. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I don't know what to make of the team. They look good, but then again, they were supposed to look good against an inferior opponent. But then again, they lost to a similar inferior opponent, Northern Arizona and Southern Utah, in past seasons. But maybe Western Illinois, then again, is not as good as those two teams. Don't know what to make of it. Help me out.
And if we're comparing 1AA games of the recent years, Southern Utah is definitely the best of that bunch. I would say Western's kind of comparable to Northern Arizona, which to me suggests that they've – and if you remember that game last year, UNLV was up 14-0. And I think it was either a turnover or a big penalty kind of derailed the drive that was going to put them up three scores. There was a missed field goal. Like, they just kind of – they got off track, but they had started off very well. Against Western Illinois, they just never got derailed. Final 38-7, they just controlled it on both sides of the ball the whole way. And basically what I wrote is, this is – exactly what was supposed to happen if you're even a decent UNLV team. And they did a good job of just kind of doing their job. But like you said, I'm not entirely sure what to make of it. They lost the two games they were supposed to lose, and they won the two games they were supposed to win. And now, surprisingly, they're apparently supposed to win on the road this weekend, which I have a hard time buying, even though New Mexico is not a good team at all.
It's UNLV's favored by 2 Saturday at New Mexico, trying to break a now 23-game losing streak. In fact, they haven't won on the road under Coach Bobby Houck. And I will say this. After rallying to score 31 unanswered against Central Michigan to win a game they – looked like they were going to lose.
Yeah, they needed that.
And then to soundly beat a Western Illinois team, I would like to think that UNLV has some confidence. I don't know if I say that, I believe it, but you would think.
Well, I mean, it's their first winning streak since 2008.
Okay.
And that goes back longer than the road losing streak. So, and this is not an experience that any of these guys have had. Which is just crazy to think. Now, granted, when you remember that they've only won two games each of the past 3 years, yeah, okay, it's not that shocking that they haven't put those two back to back. But it's still, it's just crazy to think that no one on this roster has won two games in a row before. And so I'm sure they're feeling good, okay, whatever. But just because they feel good doesn't mean that I believe that they can go on the road.
And here's another point. Back when they opened the season against Minnesota, we wrote about on LasVegasSun.com the losing streak and how it was at 22 games. And there was one part of that, either when we were talking or in the story, where we said, well, it's not everybody on the team that's lost 22 straight games. It's kind of like a program. And there's, several key parts who aren't part of the losing streak. And for them, they're 0-0 on the road. So would the same theory kind of apply? You've got a lot of kids that might have came from successful high school programs hadn't lost at UNLV.
I'm sure that applied last year and the year before that also. And, there's always, guys who are just coming in to it, and it is a bigger deal, which is why I think most people would hang it on the coaching staff, because that's, the most constant. I think under Bobby it's 21 of those 23 games on the road for the losing streak. But here's the deal for me. I am not going to pick UNLV to win this weekend, but I absolutely think they should. New Mexico is not particularly good. In fact, I think they may have taken a step back from last year overall. And last year in Vegas, they just got steamrolled. And the main reason for that is that New Mexico cannot throw the ball. They are a strictly running team. And while kind of mobile teams beat UNLV in the first two games this year with Minnesota and Arizona both couldn't throw the ball very well at all. This is a different kind of thing. This is essentially like a spread triple option, if that makes any sense. And it's not so much that the quarterback is a threat to run on. He'll run, but it's not like he's pulling it down off of passes a lot. It's kind of designed runs. And it's basically just New Mexico's going to line up, give the ball to Casey Carrier 30 times, and see if that's going to be enough. And so if you're UNLV, I think it takes the secondary out of the equation for a lot of parts, which is why I think UNLV's only two victories last year were both against option teams. And it's you've got whatever good feelings momentum you have on offense. Caleb Herring is playing really well right now. They played it mostly safe on Saturday because the running game was working and he kind of kept it within 15 yards passing. I think that type of stuff ought to be enough. Don't turn it over. Don't commit any big penalties and stuff that takes away a score or first downs, things like that. Easier said than done, but that's kind of what you have to do. They should absolutely win this game. I am going to pick the Lobos.
With that said, I'm thinking that the feeling in the New Mexico locker room is this is a game they have chalked up as a W as well, or a chance to win. And it literally looks on paper like a coin flip, but I'll go back to last year. I thought the game at Colorado State was winnable. I thought the game to close the year at Hawaii was more than winnable. And I think that you could argue possibly was, okay, it was the end of the year. It was super cold at Colorado State. UNLV had no chance because of the elements. And then the Hawaii game, everybody...
That's a cop-out, but that did play a factor.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's a cop-out, yes. If you really are good, you're going to win. But it's a team that hadn't played in that cold. And then against Hawaii, the season was already lost.
Yeah, they had already packed it up.
Yeah, I mean, they moved on. Bobby had lost the players. You could argue that he lost the players against Colorado State. Right now, and I wrote this against Central Michigan, they're down 21-0 against Central Michigan 2 weeks ago. And I think past years they don't win that game. I think that Bobby still has these kids engaged, and they still think they have something to fight for. Whereas in past season,
well, yeah, they do. I mean, it's a winning record if they win this weekend. When's the last time this team had a winning record? I couldn't tell you.
I would think the year Samford's last year. I think early in the season.
Yeah,
they had a winning record.
This was, I keep going back to this same point, but we're right in the middle of it now. This was the key, is still the key four-game stretch for this team's season. They, everybody expected them to lose the first two, not by the margin that they did, which is why things looked worse at the time, but figured they'd lose the first two and had a chance to win the next four. They've taken care of those first two wins, and so now it's just trying to get two monkeys off your back, essentially. Like, end that road losing streak, build a winning streak. I mean, three-game winning streak is not something that any of these guys are used to at all. Like I said, none of them had won back-to-back games. For all of them, it's going to be going back to high school days. Then you're feeling good. If you win this game, it is... I would listen to one Ray Brewer tell me that they're going to go up to Reno and win. I would listen to that argument if they can go to Albuquerque and win. If they go there and lose, they're not winning in Reno, even though both of those teams, New Mexico and UNR, are not good.
Here's my deal. If they win in New Mexico, they get a bye week. They win here against Hawaii, probably.
They better.
They better. Yeah. So they'd be 4-2. I wish the Fresno game wasn't sandwiched in there, because you go to Fresno, they'll throw it around on you, and you'll lose by 20 or 30 again. And then I think all that positive energy is kind of wasted. Or maybe you put up a fight against Fresno and continue to build your confidence that, okay, we're gonna enter the Fresno game, hypothetically, of course, 2-0 in league play, essentially fighting for the division here, because if we beat Fresno, then hypothetically we beat Reno. Or am I just totally off my
radar? Don't get beat Fresno out of here. That's
they're good. They beat Boise at home on Friday. Their quarterback is awesome.
They can't really play defense, but I'm not sure if UNLV is going to be able to take advantage of that well enough. And they're going to hang 50 on the Rebels.
Okay, I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
You know, and so I agree with you. It would be more advantageous if that UNR game was first. But I think a lot of while it could kind of kill the good vibes, whatever. I think a lot of players are going to be realistic about it, knowing that they're probably going to be like 15, 20 point dogs in that game
against Fresno.
Yeah, something like that, and I'd lay the points.
Yeah, you go back to Bobby's first and second years when the schedule was full of these games in unwinnable places at West Virginia, at Wisconsin, TCU. This is another game along those lines. Now, the question...
Except
it's in league, which they had BYU, Utah, TCU all along the way. But let me ask you this question. If the schedule UNLV has this year is in Bobby's first year, and I know you weren't here, are things a lot different? Do you think that right away that he's got more success? Or is the let me reword it, because that was maybe a bad question. Is UNLV football, and you're listening to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk 91.5, the source, every Tuesday at 7. Do you think that UNLV football is any better right now than it was 3 years ago just because the schedule is more favorable?
The players are better.
Okay.
I think that's pretty clear.
Okay, the players are better. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the fact
that the schedule's a little easier.
Because there wasn't Central Michigan and Western Illinois 3 years
ago. And that initial team that he had, I don't know that they win the Central Michigan game.
Oh, I didn't think not really.
And it's I most likely would still beat Western Illinois, but it's certainly more of a conversation. I mean, they're a better team than they were 4 years ago. I think that's clear, but it's not like the schedule is so easy that roster could have rolled through it.
Well, and I think kind of contradicting myself a little bit, but that first year he played 15, 16 true freshmen. Obviously, the kids weren't physically developed as they are now in just terms of a difference between an 18, 19-year-old kid versus 21, 22, and, of course, in the weight room. So I think they're better, of course. My question is how – I don't know what to say. I'm trying to be open-minded. I really am. I mean, part of me just – thinks that maybe UNLV's finally going to break through and have a winning year. Part of me does. And I knew at the beginning of the year when we were talking about the schedule that you'd have to hold me back when they were 2-2. Because it just looks so easy to get to 4-2.
Yeah, but then as I said at the beginning of the year, they were probably going to – they had a chance to be 4-2, and then they could lose the last six. And it's not a good league – this year, but you could definitely lose the last six. At Fresno, they're going to lose. At Reno, even though Reno's not good, road game, we'll see what they do this weekend. Definitely a possible loss. You got, and I don't know if this is the exact order because I'm just going from memory. San Jose State at home. David Fales is going to throw it around.
We differ on that, but go ahead.
We do, okay. But that's fine.
Plus 9, 8.5, whatever you gave.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and listen and see what stupid line I gave you on that game. And then you've still got, let's see, because they don't play Colorado State. They don't play, you avoid Boise for the next 2 years, which is kind of part of the reason that, and the fact that the league's just sort of down this year, is why you really need to kind of do as much as you can right now. But you got at Air Force, which, again, Air Force is not good, but...
And they don't throw the ball.
They don't.
And UNLV beat them last year.
They did. Same thing. If UNLV can somehow win on the road, you're looking at three should be victories in that New Mexico, Reno, and Air Force. All road games this year. You should definitely win those games. If but you're losing to Utah State at home.
Yeah. If the Air Force game was here at UNLV, would UNLV be a favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
And but I mean, by the time that rolls around, maybe they'll be a favorite too. I mean, they're laying a couple of points this weekend, which you know, I was talking with our friend at LVH, Adam. He basically told me that he thought it'd be three for New Mexico. I thought maybe a pick. But so UNLV laying points on the road. I'll have to actually go and look at that and see how often that's happened during this streak. It can't be very much, if at all.
They have two open dates this year. So yeah. In between Utah State and Air Force, they get a bye week, but then they go to Air Force on a Thursday.
Yep. And the thing with the extra days before Air Force, I'm sure some will talk to Bobby about when it comes time. And everybody practices the cut blocks before you go to play Air Force. And so on the one hand, having more time for that could be a good thing because you just have, you know, it's just simply something you're not used to. And so you have more time to practice it. But it's also that week, the injury report is usually longer just by guys who get hurt in practice working on that. And so that's just more time for that to happen too. So it's kind of tricky.
Okay. Let me tell you this. So say hypothetically, and this is of course a long shot.
Let's be hypothetical.
They go, they're 4-2 on October 12th after they play Hawaii. Then they've got 6 games left in the season to win 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
That is correct.
Is it possible that in the 5 games at Fresno, at UNR, San Jose State here, Aggie State here, I mean, Utah State here, Aggie State, bye week and at Air Force, they could win 1 game? Yes or no? Is it possible? Okay, so then they would be 5-whatever with 9 days to prepare for a San Diego State team that's down.
That's true.
I forgot they
get that home game, and San Diego State is not bad. Look, isn't this fun that you get to play bowl game possibilities with UNLV? I don't think it will happen because I think it's very possible that they don't get to 4-2. You know, my whole thing has been they were going to lose the first two. They should win this 4-game stretch, but I figured they'd probably drop one that they shouldn't. And then in that last 6-game stretch, they would win one that they shouldn't. And so I still think they end up at 4 or 5. But it's very reasonable. This league is bad. This is a bad football league. There are a lot of bad teams in it. UNLV is one of those bad teams, but I'm, you know, kind of going back to all my preseason stuff, the next step for UNLV is not like going out and being a world beater. It's just winning games where you're the better team or it's a debate.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of those on this schedule. The problem is a lot of them are on the road where, man, you're getting me hyped up a little bit. I'd like to just see Saturday, just see what they do.
Saturday will answer a lot of questions. If they completely lay an egg or they get outplayed, then we'll know that this is all
for naught.
But if they win, then our scenario going into the San Diego State game could be accurate. Let me turn back the clock. 2000, the last UNLV winning record. They go to Las Vegas Bowl. They beat an Arkansas team that didn't want to be there. They had Jason Thomas, who at the time Mel Kiper Jr. thought was the next Michael Vick. They had some good players. John Robinson went out and got a lot of good JC kids. But if you look at I think they went 7-5 that year. And we celebrate them like they won the freaking Rose Bowl and they were undefeated. 7-5 at UNLV. We'll get you in the Hall of Fame.
That's
we'll get
huge.
You a nice dinner, whatever it is. If you look at the results from that year, they were beating like Colorado State on the last drive, hanging on to beat San Diego State. They were winning games at the end of the game. It wasn't like they were significantly better than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they were winning close games against teams that – quite honestly, weren't that good either.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this UNLV team could possibly duplicate that. I mean, if I look at the schedule, at Fresno, to me, is the only game they're outclassed in.
Utah State, absolutely.
I know Utah State was great. They hung with
Utah. Don't give
it's
me.
It's at home, though.
So what? Utah State is way better. than UNLV is.
Okay, so UNLV is like a 15-point dog in that game?
Not 15.
I mean, they were only 13 against Arizona.
Like 8 or – and how'd that turn out?
Arizona had a lot better players at every position.
Not particular. Arizona's going to go get knocked around. That's not a particularly okay. good
UNLV thing. Played – it was a combination of a lot of things. UNLV played bad. Arizona was had a great tailback.
They tore them up.
Would you agree with that?
They were Arizona was rolling before that kid even got in the game. Okay. Like, that thing was over. Chucky Keaton is going to annihilate this defense.
Okay.
Those two games – I'll let you say that the San Jose State game – is closer than I said it was in preseason, but those two games, Fresno State and Utah State, they are outclassed.
Let me give you one more stat on LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk about the San Jose State game, November 2nd, a Saturday. It's going to be beautiful out that day. 1 o'clock start. It is also UNLV's homecoming. You got to win for the alumni.
There's nothing. Oh, get out of here. Homecoming means something in Iowa. It does, as far as I can tell, it doesn't really mean much here. It didn't mean
that was a joke.
Yeah, it didn't mean anything at Kansas. But this is a weird thing to me. Like, where, what schools does homecoming matter at?
See, I think,
like, is it a regional thing? Like, I'm sure in the South it's big, just because every football game.
See, I think
is so
back
big.
In the day it was important. Homecoming, no matter where you were, is when graduates came back. Blah blah blah. But now, you know, with Facebook and you're able to, you know, cell phones and emails, you're able to stay in contact with your.
But it was also like
friends.
the parties, even for people who were just in school, like at UNI in Iowa, the parties that weekend were like, you know, blown up. It was like it was a big deal. At Kansas, I couldn't tell the difference between that weekend and the weekend.
Do they
before.
Actually like pick a queen? Or
probably that part I did, but like I said, like it wasn't. I don't even know if the homecoming festivities. I know there was a parade in Cedar Falls. I don't remember if there was in Lawrence.
You're from Northern
yeah,
Iowa.
Yeah, Cedar Falls.
Yeah. Just so people know.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a nice new Northern Iowa pole you got.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it? New? My mom bought that for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I got two of them that are. The other one I wore just the other day for golfing, and it's purple. And I like that more. Oh, by the way, everybody, if you want to see Bobby Houck and I discuss me wearing a purple shirt on Saturday, you can go find that video on UNLVathletics.com. He took issue with that.
Oh, because he thought it was a Western Illinois.
Well, because Western, and I will say, if I had thought about that, I wouldn't have worn it, but it never crossed my mind until I got to the press box. I just wear purple a lot.
You do. You got that purple long sleeve shirt. Was that the one you had?
That was the one.
Okay.
Yeah. The bright one. Yeah.
Bobby's like always so much more pleasant after a win.
Oh, yeah. Who isn't? Like, you know, if you're involved in sports, well, I guess like Nick Saban or somebody like that. But for the most part, winning makes everybody happy. And so you're joking around and all that stuff. Man, I can't believe I let you take me down a bowl game. I'm already mentally thinking, like, man, there's a lot of bad teams in bowl games. Yeah. And the thing for UNLV, and I keep going back to this, the league is really – I didn't expect it to be this bad this year, but the league is really bad. So all you have to do is be, like, the mediocre team in the pile of bad teams. And that's good enough.
And next thing you know, you're in the Albuquerque Bowl.
Yeah, that's
December
the thing.
14th.
Like, there's so many bowl games, and they'll just let anybody in.
And who do you play in the Albuquerque Bowl? Who does that match up with? Because last year,
I haven't done much research on the Mountain West affiliated bowl games because I haven't really needed to.
Wouldn't it be? What if they got picked for? And this is, I know it won't happen, but. You know,
and it's, I think it's the New Mexico Bowl.
The New Mexico
although
Bowl.
Although I'm sure it's played in Albuquerque.
There's the there's that bowl that happens like in Toronto on like January 7th. What if somehow...
That's one of the new ones.
I don't think...
Is that the Fight Hunger Bowl?
Maybe. Yeah.
Who knows?
Wouldn't that be awful if we had to cover the team all the way up until that?
What do you mean? That'd be... Because we wouldn't have stuff like every day. It's not like Alabama in the national championship.
Yeah.
And go to Canada. I liked it the first time. That was okay. But speaking of Albuquerque, we talked about this a little bit before. I know you don't watch the show, but Breaking Bad has one more episode. And it did not occur to me until last night. I had friends over to watch the show. It's always on Sundays. That I'm going to be in Albuquerque the weekend of the final series, and I may be rebooking my flight to stay Sunday night because I'm going to look for watch parties and see what they're doing in town. Like that would be a cool thing to be in Albuquerque for the end of the year. I bet there's going to be candlelight vigils outside because they shoot all of that like actually in town. Mm-hmm. Our friend Ryan Green and I have been to Walter White's house and a few other places. So as photographer Sam Morris,
I've never seen 1 minute of the show.
Oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's just it's tough to watch a show when you're late on it.
Yeah, I don't. You can binge watch it. That's kind of what I did for the first few seasons, and I actually like binge watching just because I hate waiting week to week. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure it's up your alley.
Yeah. With that said, I've got my fingers crossed. Tonight, Tuesday, NCIS is back on. God. Have you ever watched a man that show?
Heck no.
Okay. What about Monday Night Castle?
Oh, you watch terrible television.
I know.
Are you going to watch Sleepy Hollow?
No. What station is that on?
I remember Fox.
Fox. Because we went through this past weekend, my wife and I had looked at all the new shows to find out what we wanted to tape.
Yeah.
The kid from Saturday Night Live has got
Sandberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I watched the first episode of that.
They've already had an episode?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
It was okay. Yeah.
I
went in with pretty low expectations. And I was just like, yeah, this is all right.
It's a half hour show, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed it. I thought that it was going to start.
Yeah, it started last week.
Ugh.
You can watch it. Sorry, I just turned to check the time. You can watch it on Hulu right now for free.
Okay.
So you can catch up with that and then start recording. I don't know what night it's on.
Yeah. Well, we got this week's show recorded.
Okay.
We're all fired up because
that's one where I don't think it really. You don't need to see them all.
You're not into like situation comedies, are you?
Are we talking like Big Bang Theory and?
Yeah. I'm not into Big Bang Theory.
No,
I like it. I mean, I can
Two watch Broke
it.
Girls.
I can't watch that. But did you ever watch Two and a Half Men back when Charlie Sheen was on the show?
No,
Charlie Sheen was brilliant.
No.
What about
anything with a laugh track? Get it out of here.
What about when you were a kid? And they had like Cosby and Family Ties and Cheers.
Of that was kind of before me a little bit. I remember watching Frasier a bunch, but I couldn't tell you like one thing about the show. Like I just know it was on.
Did you ever watch Family Matters on TGIF or something before?
You better believe I watched Family Matters. Come on now.
That was cool Friday night.
I love that. Dude, Matters. TGIF was great. Yeah. You had, and that was when. Topanga. What was it? The show that's coming
Boy
back.
Meets Boy World. Meets World. Yeah.
Justin Hawkins' favorite show, by the way. Topanga. He was always tweeting about it.
Did they end up staying together?
Find out when Girl Meets World. They're bringing that back.
No way.
Did you know that? Yeah.
And she's going to be like an adult
Yeah,
now?
They both are. Yeah. I think they're married with a kid or something like that.
I can't wait.
I don't know.
I love that show. Because I know the one kid, I think Corey, ran into some problems, just like UNLV potentially could. On Saturday at New Mexico. We'll talk about it next week, 91.5 The Source.